This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A peaceful rally at Boulder, Colorado, to bring attention to the hostages in Gaza turned into what police are calling a targeted terror attack. And the NYPD, with increased presence here at religious sites, and say they're monitoring the horrific attack. Our Marla Diamond is following the story.
The aftermath being felt here in New York, where both Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams released statements condemning the attack. The NYPD, in a post on X, said they've already increased their presence at religious sites for the holiday of Shavuot with high-visibility patrols and heavy weapons teams. While the number of anti-Semitic hate crimes is down compared to this time last year, the NYPD says nearly 60% of all recorded hate crimes have targeted the Jewish community. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Eight people were hospitalized in Boulder as a result of that attack. One is in critical condition. The attacker throwing a makeshift flamethrower to injure and burn the victims while shouting Free Palestine. Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul, as you heard Marla say, both condemning the attack. The governor condemning anti-Semitism, saying we will continue to fight, quote, to keep our Jewish communities safe. Police are looking for the person who shot a man in the leg outside a pizzeria on the Lower East Side. Cops responding to a call found the 28-year-old man with a bullet wound to the leg outside the pizza place near Delancey and Clinton Streets. We don't have any details about what led up to the incident. No arrests have been made. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The trial of Sean Diddy Combs continues today, with his former personal assistant back on the stand. The witness, who is using the name Mia, is now being cross-examined by the defense after testifying last week about being abused and raped by Combs. Combs is accused of using his fame and fortune to coerce women into abusive sex parties and silencing them through blackmail and violence. His attorneys say all the sexual acts were consensual and say, although he could be violent, he never veered into sex trafficking or racketeering. Benches have been placed along a bicycle path at Gilgo Beach to remember four women murdered. Our Sophia Hall has that story.
They're known as the Gilgo Four, the women murdered. Their remains found at Gilgo Beach. Suspected serial killer Rex Hurman charged with their killings. But after money was raised, benches have now been placed to remember the victims. The benches are on the bicycle path. The total cost, $6,000. Another bench will be added for Shannon Gilbert. Her remains found in the area. However, she's not considered part of the Gilgo victims. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, tonight, voters can hear from some of the city's candidates for mayor at the Mayoral Forum at Cooper Union. Candidates such as Brad Lander, Zelnor Myrie, Jessica Ramos, and Scott Stringer will all be at the forum, which is set to start at 6:30 p.m. But as to who will not be there, You may have already guessed, Andrew Cuomo, who so far has avoided speaking alongside his competitors. But that all changes Wednesday night. Cuomo will be appearing at the first mayoral debate, where he's expected to face all eight of his opponents. That debate will be held by Channel 4 WNBC at 7 p.m. in partnership with Telemundo. The historic Stonewall Inn is celebrating Pride Month like it always does, with a number of events over the next 4 weeks. Stacey Lentz is one of the co-owners of Stonewall.
We're having activists and folks that are important, leaders within the LGBTQ community gather to really kind of rally around the idea that we've got to fight now, just like folks did in 1969, because our rights could be erased.
Of course, the highlight of Pride Month in New York City is the annual Pride Parade down Fifth Avenue. This year's will be on June 29th. The Stonewall Inn will be open both that day and the day before from 2 p.m. to 4 a.m. Well, if you missed it last night, you might still have a chance to catch a glimpse of the Northern Lights both tonight and tomorrow in the skies over the tri-state area. For those who don't know, the Northern Lights, or Aurora Borealis, is a vibrant display of light in the night sky caused by charged particles from the sun interacting with the Earth's magnetic field and atmosphere. Experts say your best chance to see it tonight is likely just after sunset along the northern horizon. A man is dead after a stabbing in the Tremont section of the Bronx. Officers responding to a 911 call just after midnight last night found the 39-year-old on Bathgate and East Tremont Avenues, suffering from stab wounds to the neck and chest. Sadly, he died a short time later at St. Barnabas Hospital. No word yet on a motive for that stabbing, and so far, no arrests. A possible armored car robbery is under investigation in St. Albans, Queens. Police say the vehicle's two security guards were approached this morning by two people dressed in black outside the Bank of America on Linden Boulevard and 205th Street. What happened next isn't clear, but the men were last seen driving away from the scene, headed west on Linden Boulevard. No word on what, if anything, they got away with. Nearly 2 weeks ahead of schedule, one of the two main runways at Newark Airport is up and running again as of this morning.
As the sun rose here this morning, the first couple of flights back on the new runway, United in spirit. Hopefully better days ahead here at Newark Liberty. What does Orion think as he's headed off to Cali?
I haven't actually traveled out of here in a couple of years, I am optimistic. Feels like a good morning.
Because this one runway has been out of service for a couple of months, and they got it back up and running today. I mean, it seems pretty smooth, right? What's your experience been like?
It's been very easy, yeah. No wait times, so.
But you have heard that Newark's had issues, right? I mean,
yeah.
So were you nervous coming here today?
A little bit, yeah.
Transportation Secretary Duffy will actually be here this afternoon to give an update on the other issues plaguing Newark. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
When the runway was still closed, there were more than 150 delays yesterday at Newark. When it reopened today, so far, as you can hear, just a handful. Well, it turns out that settlement that Equinox reached with New York State Attorney General Tish James also included its sister brand, SoulCycle. That means anyone who had a membership at either gym between February 9th of 2021 and May 19th of this year will be entitled to as much as $100 in restitution. AG James reached the settlement with the Equinox Group in the wake of an investigation, saying the gym chain didn't adequately inform members about its strict cancellation policies and automatic renewals, costing many hundreds or even thousands of dollars. A spokesperson for Equinox said it already had started making changes to its terms and conditions before the investigation, and it's pleased that the matter is resolved. Well, he's calling it a trash revolution that's helping the city win its war on rats. Mayor Adams says part of West Harlem has become the first neighborhood in the U.S. to get all of its garbage into trash bins instead of leaving it out in mounds of trash bags on the sidewalk.
We're here today looking at a fully containerized neighborhood and 6 straight months of fewer rat sightings.
Residents of West Harlem have complained that the new trash bins are taking up too much room that could be used for parking, but City Hall says the bins only take up about 4% of potential spots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.